Hello, and welcome to Off the Cuff. I am your host, Chris Martinson, and on this program, every week, we are going to bring you a fascinating guest, where we are going to discuss the economy, energy, or the environment, informally and without a script. Welcome to this Off the Cuff. I'm your host, Chris Martinson. It is August 2nd, 2017, and I have with me today, John Rubino. John, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Chris. And welcome to you, back to the U.S.
Thanks. It's good to be back. Now, this is off the cuff, so nothing scripted. We're just going to sit here and talk, and you're one of my favorite people to talk with, and there's so much to talk about, so thank you. You know, the what else can you say? But ever since there was this little perilous patch in the world economy in January of 2016, it became very noticeable. Dollar was spiking, emerging markets were falling apart, many of them were skidded into bear market territory, there was credit default stress starting to show up in all the indicators, and then magically, sometime in mid-February, it just all reversed. Now, we have the data, and it's a total coincidence, but at the exact same time, the balance sheets of Bank of Japan and the European Central Bank really began to skyrocket, to the point that this year, in 2017, first 5 months, 1.5 trillion fresh thin air dollars created, stuffed into the markets. That's all the analysis. I think you need to explain all sorts of things, but here we are, and you could pick a variety of things to say it would be time to see some caution in the equity markets. By caution, I mean at least flatlining, not, you know, no parabolic moves, no giant euphoria, no shredding of the bears and all that other stuff. But here we are. And among the things we could point to could be, you know, housing and autos, or really, if you don't have housing and auto in the U.S. market, I mean, you haven't got a growing economy. Lots of troubling signs there we can talk about. But let's look geopolitically, too. Russia busy declaring that the United States has just declared a trade war. Only five people, John, five, in both the House and the Senate combined, just five, voted against sanctions against Russia. For something, for meddling in the elections, which, by the way, not one shred of evidence has been yet put forward. And still, the hysteria put out by whomever has been whipping up the anti-Russia hysteria has been so compelling that just five people out of the combined 535 total that exist in the House and Senate said no to new sanctions, which Russia responded to immediately by expelling 755 State Department workers on and on and on. So you'd think, well, geopolitical tension there. China, very unhappy with us, talking trade wars there too. Trade wars, last I checked, not good for general growth and equities and things like that. And then rounding it all out, I guess Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and a variety of other actor states over there saying that they've decided they want to go back with those original 13 conditions against Qatar and yada yada. So pick your place. Hard to make a compelling case that says this is time to rip off the sunglasses and just squint straight into the searing sun of skying equity prices, but here we are.
Yeah, well, as you said before we went live, nothing matters anymore. in the face of the kind of credit creation that we're seeing out there, you know, China alone is on track for $3 trillion of new credit this year.
Wow.
And you know, that we're so inured to these numbers now that probably doesn't, you know, raise any eyebrows out there
anymore.
$3 trillion is an insane amount of new money for any country, let alone a developing country, to take on in a year, you know, of credit, of new debt, you know, and they're doing it. And they're not alone. You know, the U.S. is adding $1 trillion a year, and Europe is adding who knows what. You know, it's hard to tell what they're doing, but it's up there too. Mm-hmm. And Japan, of course, at the governmental level at least, is borrowing more money as a percent of GDP than anybody else has ever borrowed. And it just goes on and on. But all that money has to go somewhere. And it's finding its way into financial asset prices, obviously, because if you, you know, if you're part of the 1%, because you're the one who ends up with all the new credit creation from a central bank, and you've already got your yacht and several trophy properties, and you can't eat any more than you eat now, what do? You know, you just shovel it over to your business manager who puts it into a range of financial assets. So stocks go up and bonds go up, yada, yada. And that's where we are right now. This is obviously unsustainable because at some point the amount of debt that we have to service exceeds our ability to service it, and everything blows up. But while the process is going on, it feels like we're kind of in a financial paradise, at least based on the headline numbers, because everything is doing pretty well. You know, we've got a few little red flags out there, like auto sales are falling in the U.S., but by and large, most of the headline numbers are pretty good. You know, 1.5% inflation, 2-ish% growth, and rising financial asset prices. That's not a bad environment, at least if you're a politician trying to get reelected, or a money manager trying to make money and not knowing what to do, so just randomly throwing money out there. You know, this is a pretty good time. But it's not going to end up being a good time. We'll look back on this as, sort of like we would look back on a family maxing out a bunch of credit cards in order to keep their kids in private school. You know, we'll say that probably wasn't very smart to do back then. And historians will look back on these days with the same kind of attitude. But in the meantime, you know, Chris, guys like you and me who are trying to understand the underlying reality are just kind of dumbstruck now, right? You know, we've been saying this for years, that we're heading for some kind of a cliff, that what we're doing is unsustainable, but it sure does look sustainable in the moment to most people, I think.
To listen to this podcast in full, as well as all our other premium podcasts and articles, please enroll at peakprosperity.com. Simply go to peakprosperity.com/enroll.